Number 8, we need tricks. Last time we mentioned the tzikus of Rav Nachum Kaharodna, who the Chofetz Chaim said everyone could and should emulate his midos, the midos that we all could learn from, we all could aspire to be like. Says the Mesillas Yesharim on the bottom of page 4. Re'ei, you should see. Ke'ein divrei ha-chassidus ve'inyoni ha-yira ve'ha-ava ve'taras ha-leiv dvarim mutzboim ba'adam. These issues of chassidus, piety, yirishamayim, avas Hashem, taras ha-leiv, purity of the heart, having proper kavana, lishma in all of the mitzvos, in everything that one does, these are not things which are mutzboyim ba'adam, which are in the teva, in the nature of man. Man does not naturally try to increase his Yirat Shamayim, or his Avat Hashem, or his Dikduk B'mitzvahs, or his Midos, his relationships towards other people. It's not natural. However, actually, it's not natural that a person does not need means, intermediaries, and soin, in order to acquire these midos, these characteristics, these truths. Ella, yimsu osu meneyodim ba'atmon, kosh yimsu kosu nosem ativios. There are things which a person does find natural. It's easy for us, kashena, sleeping, that will just happen to us naturally. If a person does not sleep for a period of time, he will just collapse. Vahayakitza, waking up, a person can't sleep forever. A person will automatically wake up at some point in time. Harav hasova, being hungry and being full, satisfied. These are natural things. V'chol shahatnuos hachakugos mitzvenu. There are many other feelings that a person has, reactions that is stamped, that are carved into a person's teva. But not so when it comes to midos, not so when it comes to Yerushalayim. El avadeh shetzrichem heim le'emsoyim. When it comes to midos, when it comes to Yerushalayim issues of musar, we need emsoyim, we need means, tachbulos, we need tricks, lichnos osam, to acquire them. That's what I want to spend a few moments discussing. The concept of needing tachbulos, tricks, or emsoyim, intermediary means, in order to acquire proper midos. The makor for such a concept is in Kriya Shema. In the third parak, in the third parasha of Kriya Shema, in Vayomer, we talk about the mitzvah of tzitzis. The Torah tells us on the pasuk Uriyisim Oso, Zchayatim is called mitzvah Hashem. The pasuk says Uriyisim Oso, Zchayatim is called mitzvah Hashem. You will see, and you will be reminded of all the mitzvahs Hashem. You'll see what? Uriyisim Oso, you'll see the tzitzis. There was a professor in a Hebrew university who once asked Rav Chaska Levenstein, who at the time was the Mashkiach in the Panovich Yeshiva in Bnei Brak, just from seeing a couple strings, these strings are going to remind you of the mitzvahs. That's what these little strings are going to do. And yeah, the whole thing, the tzitzis have tchelis which are blue, and the blue reminds you of the sea, and the sea reminds you of the sky, and the sky reminds you of the Kisei HaKavod. It's all chazal. Very nice. What are you talking about? A couple strings are going to remind you of the mitzvahs? I'll first tell you a mashal that's my own, and then I'll tell you Rav Chaskel's answer. If a person has a box of Entenmann's donuts in front of him, and he loves Entenmann's donuts, whenever he sees the Entenmann's donuts, he becomes a little bit like Pavlov's dogs, and his mouth starts to water. Take away the donuts. It's an empty box. Not even a crumb left. All you see is the box. But what are you thinking about? The donuts. Very much like Pavlov's dogs, if you know of his famous experiment, that he trained dogs when they heard a certain bell, they knew the meat was coming. So even if the meat didn't come, as soon as they heard the bell, they started to salivate. When you see the box, you see the donuts. Rav Chaskel said it much sharper, much sharper. He said to this professor, he said, and the professor was an irreligious individual, he said to him, let's say you have in front of you a beautiful girl, and you see that girl, and you like that girl, and you want that girl, take away the girl. Now all you see are her clothes. Her clothes. What do you see? You see the girl. Hashem. The Sfarno says on that pasuk, Uriisim also, Uzchartim is called Mitzvah Hashem. He says, Tizkru She'atem Avodim Lekel Yisparach. You should remember that you are servants of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Shekibalt the mitzvot, that you accepted the mitzvot of HaKadosh Baruch Hu upon yourself. Ba'olah v'shvua, with an oath, with a shvua. V'zeb, your osam ha-tzitzis, you're reminded of this. When you see the tzitzis, shehu kechosom ha'adon ba'avodot. It's like the seal, the signature of the master on his servant. The tzitzis is the seal of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's a chazal that really says that. Says the Sparno, by seeing the strings, by seeing the tzitzis, that will remind you of all the mitzvahs. It's an amazing thing. It's a trick. It's a strategy. But it actually works. One of the guards downstairs once asked me. He saw all the boys from MTA going across the street, time out, coming back, lunch, during the break, during classes, during shir, whatever it was. And he asked me, he said, Rabbi, why do all these boys have all these strings hanging out? Okay, they also had their shirts out. It wasn't just the strings out. But what's with the strings? And you know how sometimes Goyim like to derogatorily refer to them as Jew strings. The Jew strings. What's with the Jew strings? So I explained to the guard, just like we wear one of these, that reminds us that Hashem is above us. The Yarmulke, Yorei Malka, that's what the word is, Yorei Malka. The Yarmulke reminds us that Hashem is above us, that tzitzis is on all four corners. So we remember that Hashem is all around us. It's a constant reminder of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. I never saw that in any of the Mefarshim, but to a guy that was a good pshat. He was astounded. He said, wow, you guys always remember that God is around you? He said, but what about below? So I said to him, with a little bit, I guess you'd call it tongue-in-cheek, said, whenever you look down, that scares you in and of itself. When you look down, you recall what's downstairs. At the end of life, some go upstairs and some go downstairs. You don't have to need a special reminder just for what's happening downstairs. Okay? Reason was those chaifers coming to the Hashem. Trips. The tzitzis is a trick. It does the trick. There are books written about these tricks. A number of years ago in Eretz Yisrael, an individual published a sefer, which I got a copy of, called B'tachbulos Osam Luchama. Through strategies, you will do war with the Yetzer Hara. It is unreal. Unreal. Some of the things, and these are beyond our comprehension. This is written specifically for Kollel guys who are learning in Eretz Yisrael, and they don't seem to be learning with a plan of how long they're going to be learning. So they have an idea of growth that's going to be a lifetime activity, which should be for everyone. The very serious guys. A person, he says, who comes late to Shacharis. No sugar in your coffee that morning. That's it. No sugar in the coffee. These people are not rich people we're talking about. The person comes late to Seder. 5 agurot. A knas, a sucker. You interrupt in the middle of your chavrusa to talk about something that has nothing to do with learning. Half a shekel. Half a shekel to these people is a lot of money. What if I want to make sure that I don't battle during my chavrusa? What should I do? So he says, let's say the morning Seder is 3 hours long, 9 o'clock to 12 o'clock, which it is in the Beis Medrash here as well. So he says, the first half hour, don't make any rule about what you're going to do. Because the truth is, when you come in, you're going to say, good morning, hello, how are you, and so on. It could lead to a little bit of, for a few minutes. Don't be so maxed on that. Let's start, he says, the second half hour. The second half hour, you write down, and you sign, you and your chavrusa sign a contract. During that half hour, we will not battle. We will not talk about anything except the learning. We will not take any phone calls, anything short of the Rosh Hashiva coming over to us because he has to ask us for something. We're not interrupting. And he writes it that way. 9:30 to 10 o'clock, no talking whatsoever. I was once in a camp. I was asked to speak in a camp. And I told him to make these signs. This is for a night seder. There was a 2-hour night seder that started, 2 to 3 hours, I forget exactly. Started at 7:30. So I wrote this sign. Please do not disturb. From 8 to 8:30, that was that half hour. Yetzer hara, that means you. That's who we're speaking to. And they made these signs. I made the sign, and I was told the next day there were 30 boys who made the signs. And they had the signs, they put it on their desk, and it really helped the night saver. It really helped the night saver. From 8 to 8:30 they learned. What do you think happened after 8:30? All of a sudden they said, we made it. Okay, let's schmooze. It doesn't happen. You continue learning. Once you get into that mode, it moves. The momentum is there, and it continues. It's a trick, but you have to do tricks to defeat the Yetzer Hara. He says sometimes a person is walking in the street on the way to Shacharis, and his eye catches the newspaper, and he's curious. He wants to see what's going on in the news. But before davening, yeah, this is a high level. Before davening, so look at the news. First you want to daven. First you have to daven. So he prescribes a knas. A knas, the snack that you usually have in the middle of afternoon seder, in order to keep you going for the whole 4-hour afternoon seder. No snack today. This is unbelievable. Unbelievable. But some of these things we can tailor-make for ourselves. I once had a chavrusa to learn Sefer Chofetz Chaim. And that's something that everyone has to work on, the issue of Lashon Hara. The chavrusa was from 7:30 a.m. to 7:35 a.m. Downstairs in the Beis Medrash, the minyan starts 7:40. This was a 5-minute-a-day chavrusa. We did this for 2.5 years. We finished the Sefer a number of times. And I think it was somewhat helpful. However, if the seder is only 5 minutes, you got to make sure you're there on time. So we decided on a knas. If you come late, by even a second, it's $1 to stock. I thought maybe it should be a quarter. But my chavrusa said, no. If it's not $1, then you'll come late. So he was right. I couldn't afford that. $1, another dollar, another day. I couldn't afford it. I turned my alarm clock back 15 minutes. And that way I was never late. And I remember in 2.5 years, he came late one time. He got a phone call from Eretz Yisrael, and he couldn't get off the phone. He came running in, put the dollar, maybe a half a minute late, put the dollar into the stocker, sat down, and we started. Because when you impose upon yourself a system, not some Rebbe or some administration is imposing it upon you, that doesn't work. If you do it to yourself, then you want to keep to your system. Some people make charts. They have a little notebook. I remember there was once a boy in Eretz Yisrael who was barely bar mitzvah, so a year and a half younger than you fellas here. And he noticed I always had a notebook in my pocket. And he said, what is that? So I said, I can't show you the details, but look at this page. On this page it discusses that this week I'm going to work on this issue. And on this day I was able to accomplish it, and on this day I was not able to accomplish it. There was no class system. But at the end of every day, I looked at my notebook, and I saw whether I passed or failed. That was enough to work on it. Kavanah in davening, mincha, shmoneh esrei, atachonim, one bracha. Am I going to have kavanah in that one bracha? After mincha, every day I would write down I had kavanah or I didn't have kavanah. And then at the end of the day, you look, were you 1 for 3, 2 for 3, or 3 for 3? And what am I going to do tomorrow? A knas system, charts, a hezra nefesh, where a person sits down and thinks about himself. These things are all part of these tachbulos, these means, these emsoyim, that we need in order to grow. This is what the Masil Sharon tells us. These things are not natural. We have to make specifically tailored tachbulos, means, strategies, in order to increase the Yerushimayim, and in order to increase our Midos, Ben Adam L'Chaveru as well. I know all the examples I've been giving are more Ben Adam L'Makom examples, but the same type of things come about within Ben Adam L'Chaveru. A person wants to encourage himself to talk nicely to his parents, at least during the Aseret Yemei Teshuva. And that's what they all say, when you're making up one of these strategies, it should be for a short amount of time. Don't say, from now on, I'm going to be like this. It doesn't work. For a short amount of time, this week, I'm going to talk to my parents more properly. And then, you take notes. You take notes of those conversations. And you see, did I speak to them more properly, or did I speak to them less properly? And then you look at those notes with a knas, without a knas. It can do tremendous, tremendous things. Tremendous things.